Today's day 1667 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. They're doing your Adesim and Sin Sadi test. Sif your Dalit to your test. Your Dalit. Pufichach. This is talking about the regular counting Shloshim. You cover Mesel Shiva Yom Kodim Magal Regal. You can't cook if you bury your dead. 7 days before you have to by my veils and you conduct yourself with our veils. The bottom of regal exam shloshim yontif cancels the exam shloshim. If you call yom shvi shol bear regal, even if the 7 day happens, it comes out erev yontif, mixes yom kukulo, the part of, well, even the 7 day it comes out erev yontif, mixes yom kukulo, because part of the day is like the entire day. But the kankan, and that day, which is beginning, is shiva, later on day is shloshim, so they ever counts for both. Mutu chabis v'rechotz v'saper bear v'regal. And you're allowed to launder and rinse and wash and to get a haircut, Erev Yontif. So Rabbeinu Mabasi B'Gimel, Rabbeinu qualifies, that's Tzomach HaShecha, right before nightfall. Rabbeinu Mutar HaKal Chatzos, if it's Rabbeinu Mutar even after noon. Time is not Shechit, for the time the Korn Pesach could be Shechit. But if Shechit HaKorim Chatzos, but it's better for the get Shechit before Chatzos. So about Chereim, since not supposed to shave after noon. It's not clear why it has to require to be bright just nightfall. He came into the regular bottom and the clear shloshim. Since the regal negates shloshim, nullify shloshim, chaytilu galeach chabes ever regal, and therefore they were permitted him to be to launder and to get a haircut. Erev yontif became mali stomach chashecha akonim lo, what to make right before nightfall or before that. Famous here Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Sishon Bula hey to call yom mutar. I ain't sure. See the entire day is mutar. Wow. Because it has above. This is because of the time of kadesh and nika shloshim shel regal. So the shach says that it's, in order to be clear that he's doing it for yontif. The Amish King goes well, goes to Shri, and the goes to Shri writes this as well. Shem Rav Yo. Rafil Chal Yom Shmini, Yom Shiber of a regal, and that even if it's the 8th day, 9th day, so it's after, it's not the same day Shiva ended, Loyal Echad Sama Chashecha, you shouldn't shave until right before nightfall, Kadesh Shia Nikar, in order that it should be recognizable if you're on the Bain Shom. Mira Ben Ramah, but that is only Skyman Zed. Ramah, to clearly, however, not mean any other day of the Shloshim. Share near midvar do ro locus of Zeraka Lim Khal Shiba Regal. So he was only going when Shiva ended that morning. He time said Gamishmini Chi Adin Kane Moshkosavdu. And if the Rabior was the reason, so then it should be true not just on the 7th, all on the 8th and 9th day. The Ramah got this all from the tour. Shkaza showed this to writes a pin khal yomashi bear regal. Even the 7 day comes out Erev Yontif, the mixas of Kulo, part of the day is a Yotar day, but Chalasus of Shiva, the beginning day works to be the end of Shiva, the Sofa, Lil Yom Shloshim, and the end of the day works to be the Shloshim. Teaching the mind of the Sofa, Lil Shloshim, is meticulous to say the end of the day works to Shloshim. Chim Pazak, Soma Chashay Radavka, as they specifically right before nightfall. Abashmi Yotchib, Mutta Kolyom, but the 8th and 9th day is with the entire day because the beginning day was already Shloshim, not Shiva. It's not concerned with the reason the Rabbi are. You don't make your own zeros that people are going to misunderstand. Brackets, he says, if it's the Shabbat, me'er shirishim shukhanach al din zeh mekor me'er tur. That which the Shukhanach says that's halacha's source in the tour makes sense. Shashan kodos on the Torah, so Ayin Shem Shach says it's a mistake. The source is not the tour. If he was talking in the Torah, based on what he wrote, it's not a mistake. That time is really like Yontif. And then the Shloshim is canceled. Not the end of the day. The Shach was astonished. According to what we wrote, it works out well. And the Ramah is writing this on his own. It's not like, I guess, the Shach attributed to Marie Mintz, LV, Mashi, Mia Tour. It's what the Ramon inferred from the Tour, Ayin Shamaduk. Tessai, Mechain, Chal Shmini, B'Shabbos, Shu'er, Bregel, so to the, even the Shmini comes out on Shabbos, when Shabbos is up, you know, the Mutal Chabbos, the Chotz, and stop Erev Shabbos, then he's allowed to 8th day on the Shabbos, every yontif is allowed to launder and to wash and to chutzpah and to get a haircut. Erev Shabbos, av she'eino erev regel, even if it's not erev yontif. She'el mocher b'Shabbos, because next to Shabbos, he won't be able to do all these things. Erev Shabbos, we have to look at erev yontif or erev Shabbos, and even not shave on erev yontif or erev Shabbos, because she's bar, as we explained, mutal gedech miyad achar ha'regel. Is allowed to get a haircut immediately after Yontem. She is bad men exer shleshim. Shleshim is over. I'm chomoy legalech, but not a chomoy. But I'm shkan doing mitil chomoy legalech chomoy, even though several things chomoy are permitted to take haircut chomoy, which is like we learned in my cotton, but I'm a galchim chomoy. There's people who are galech and my chomoy. Zeb mishloy, I'm chomoy legalech chomoy, that's something you could not take a haircut for Yontem. But this person who could have taken a haircut on Erev Yontif, or Erev Shabbos, when Shabbos came on Erev Yontif, they did not permit for him on Yontif, and Chol Moed, lo giluach, not shaving, lo kol davar sh'asa chen moed, no anything else to ask for other people on Yontif. L'chein chal shvi shlo b'Shabbos, Erev HaRegel, therefore the seventh day comes on Shabbos, Erev Yontif, shlo yachol galech b'Erev Shabbos, it's the seventh day. Seventh day comes out on Shabbos, Erev HaRegel, so it couldn't be Megalech on Erev Shabbos, Shabbam Tzah Shibu, then, because it was still in the middle of Shiva, Mutar Eva Chomoyd, he's allowed to shave in Chomoyd. Came Shaya Chogreb, because he couldn't shave before him. Koshin Acharegel, so they have to yontif. Nim say in Chomoyd, kill Yosef Mashiach by Erev Shabbos, Shisha Avadil, so it comes out ironically. In terms of Chomoyd, it's more lenient. Somebody who Erev Shabbos was the sixth day of his Avelus, Yishaya Shiva Avadil, so then if Erev Shabbos was the seventh day of his Avelus. The bracket says, Bechal Yom Shvi B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. If the seventh day comes out on Shabbos Erev, you have to be there. Beisil Lilbush, be the Shabbos also Shabbos. The Beisil allowed you to put on be the Shabbos and Shabbos. Chazars Mekom Beis Knesses, and go back to your proper place in Shul. Vashus Yaakov Cholakalov, and the Shus Yaakov argues on Mekel, the Kaka Beisil, somebody who's lenient like the Beisil. Lo Heap Seed does not lose. And then there's a special leniency because it's Erev, Shabbos Erev Yotif. If one of these avails except for the seventh day happens Erev Yontif, he's allowed to wash. But he can't wear the wash clothing until nightfall. It's best to be careful to put off the washing until afternoon. It's clear there's no account of Yontif. But to wash is also until nightfall. But those who prevent washing after mincha adjacent to nightfall, that's the custom of the Beard one. So means like this. As long as it's one of the interior days of Shiva, right? It's not the last day. Only Yontif is going to cancel Shiva. Okay, actually, because it's a regal, so until Yontif starts, well, then it will be talk Shiva, it's still within Shiva. Also, Medina, Chabez Gorab, and so, of course, it's according to the letter of the law, for him to wash his clothing, and the Chos Gufa to wash his body. Come, never stay covered a regal, count to the honor of Yontif, and deal with Chabez, and should keep a slave called Chabez, the Mark of Yontif, they allowed him to launder, because he can't do laundry tomorrow. Have a rechitz of a washing. Lo iti ulo. I didn't permit the nightfall. So I can't be on the cholchutz because also on the other you can wash at least the hands, face, and the legs. Yesh shen gam rechitz acher mincha. Those who permit the washing even after mincha because rechitz chamini have shem yontif because back then there was still machmir on washing your body in hot water on yontif. B'shit does some fresh and mashamu b'gemara shas rechitz erev. And this sheet is explaining how what Gemara says that it's also to wash until nightfall. I know adds man mincha, not to nightfall, mamish, but until time mincha v'lokoyam, as opposed to the rest of the day. And that's definitely Tosfos writes there. I feel a female again, even according to Aminik, also mechitza kol shloishim, that the Rokshon said, the machmir all 30 days. Kokom should call the yantiv, no less than the count of kol yantiv. He tear their minute came and should be deen the Gemara mutter, since according to the strict letter of the law, it is missable. Chayregel neser b'tu yichitza tashlum mishloshim. But after Yontif, he's also to wash again, according to Aruch Shulchan Tzumra, until shloshim is completed. The shloshim lo yizbatlu, because in this case, the shloshim is not negated. Kem shev b'em tzashiva, because in the middle of Shiva, when Yontif ensued. Bracket says here, v'ayin shach, v'av shev b'chayim, sin tov chum chaz, lo kazar makayin. Okay, whatever. says whatever. When it says Mordechai, I'm here. We see you can march adjacent to Nightfall. Yudches. Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim Chashivah Kugolim Inim Bittul Av Avelus. In terms of negating Avelus, nullifying Avelus, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are like Yom Kippur. I got to look at regular, they're not called pilgrimage festivals. To come, come see them. Nevertheless, says in the Mordechai Hashem, they're Moadim. Who should call themselves? They're all considered to be the Yom Tovim. And it's about a call demon of Bezet. So, after you clarify all these lachas, the people know that they'll show achas even in Pesach. If you rather for an hour for Pesach, also show achas over Shiva. That hour is going to be 7 days. Ushmoni may have Pesach, 8 days Pesach, 8 days Vav. Mashal had Tesvav Achem to complete another 15 days, the Shoshim for 30 days. If you show achas even in Shavuos, if you did 1 hour for Shavuos, also show achas Shiva, that hour is like Shiva. But it says Gubal Chashka Shiva. And there's a leniency by Shavuos that even though it's 1 day, say like 7 days. Vein the show, you can't ask, came in the terrace, have a rakachat yom, so since Shavuos is only 1 day, so chutzot cheyom and chutzot is 2 days, ech nech shavenu kishiva, how do you count like 7 days? On the came that says, yesho tashlumim korban sen kol shiva, since the terrace has tashlumim for its korbanos all 7 days, chayfil is manazah chashuk kishiva. It's bizarre, it's like 7 days. It's a big chiddush, obviously. I read it out. Anyway, that's like 14. So though 2 days equals 14 days. Moshen and Tesva Achem, but then we'll do another 15 days. Yom Shen Shet says, Olami and Tezayin, the second day of Shavuos counts for that 16 days, sorry. Moshen and Tezayin Achem, 16 days. Yom Shen Shet says, the second day of Yom Shavuos, Olami and Tezayin, it counts for 16 days. Kem Shu Rak with Yivrem, since it's only Yom Tiv Terabona. Yud Tes, Shoachas Dei Rosh Hashanah, one hour for Rosh Hashanah, but the men give us Gzer Shiva, Rosh Hashanah, so Shiva's canceled Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, Mevad, the men of Gzer Shleshim, Yom Kippur, cancel Shleshim. Glech of Yom Kippur, and you can shave every Yom Kippur. But in the Kippur, Mevad, Shleshim, Tishrei, also some of you buried this mace on the third day of Tishrei, some Gedalia, Shem Glech of Yom Kippur, he shaves every Yom Kippur. Neil Glech, Afil of a Boiker. You can even shave in the morning. But if you look at Rabbein Ramah, we call it Arab regular, Ain't Mutab, some Chamei Sheikha, and Zivkoin Ramah, who said that normally Arab Yontif, you can't shave until the adjacent nightfall, Kamosh Kosu, who seems to be God, like we saw earlier today. But if you have a Kippur, Mode, and Nef Shabbat, smoke Sats Yontif. That's why you said that Zman al-Shrit has Pesach, so it's going to be like Yontif. Arab Yom Kippur itself is going to be like a Yontif. And the Shachas, the Yom Kippur, but the Menach, the Shiva, the Yom Kippur, and the hour before Yom Kippur, the Shiva is negated because of Yom Kippur. Xav Shloshim and Batim in Chag, and Xav Shloshim is then canceled because of Yom Tif, Megalech Be'erev Chag. And the Tzukis cancels Shloshim, I don't know if I said that, and you can shave Erev Tzukis. Shachas Nimne Chag, so you have an hour before Yom Tif, Vachag, and the Yom Tif, Harei Yudal, that's 14, Shmi Yetzer Shiva. It's just like Shavuos, counts as 7 days. Arichavav, 21. Yom Shein Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Dor Arichav Beis. The second day of Shemini Atzeres, that doesn't count like 7, but it's 22. Mashalim Shmona Achem, and you complete another 8 days. When it's my day, Shemini Atzeres, Olo Shiva Yomim. Rakov Mesiv Ne'eregav Lo B'Kov Regav. The 8 Shemini Atzeres only counts as 7 days if you buried the Mesiv for Yotiv, not on Yotiv. Yesh and some say Gam B'Kov Regav La Ula Shemini Atzeres Shiva Yomim and Shloshim. However, those who say that no, even you bury on Yotiv. And it says counts as 7 days in some solution, who is time to see if you base. The bracket says here, me melamanu. We infer the Kovitz Mason Shahs near Regal, that somebody buries his mason hour before you have to also show up a regal that hour and you have to show me you dalad yom. You show me how you dalad, they're like 14 days, and me are a regal. Me after you have to be issued in Shavuot Shlishis, he's in his third week, leaning Shavuot 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 in terms of sitting back, going back to sit in the seat in shul, Vayna Medaber, in terms of speaking, Simon Stephen Shin Sada Gimel, Vayna Shum, the Minog Eino Kain, see there that our Minog is not like that. Okay, obviously, there are different places, different Minogim, Ad Etzem Ayoyim Azeh. We'll start, and this is it for today.